And now taking a look at the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN. Playoff basketball last night, and we had a couple of games for you here on KJAN that were played at Guthrie Center High School. The first game of the night saw the Cam Cougars jump out to an early lead and held on late for a 61-55 win over Riverside. Cam raced out to an 11-point lead by the end of the first quarter behind 8 points from sophomore point guard Thomas Hensley, who finished the game as the leading scorer with 23 points. Riverside went on a brief spurt in the second to cut the lead to 6, but Cam pushed it back out to a 14-point lead at half. Riverside tried to rally late, but the Cougars were able to hold on to the lead by shooting 9 of 14 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Sophomore Nick Holstey helped out the effort with 19 points for Cam. Riverside led by Tyler Kruger with 20 points. The Bulldogs see their season end while Cam moves on to play 7th-ranked IKM Manning on the road on Thursday at 8 o'clock. The second half of the doubleheader was a matchup of programs that will be combining school districts next year. Adair Casey and Guthrie Center. Guthrie Center was able to take an early edge in a very low-scoring first half of basketball as the Tigers led 19-13 at the break. After halftime, the Tigers slowly increased their production and their lead and won the game 51-33. Senior Sam Courtney led Guthrie Center with 23 points, while T.J. Wicklin added 15 points. The leading scorer for Adair Casey was Colton Sargent with 14. Adair Casey's season ends while Guthrie Center moves on to play Peyton Cherdan on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. That will be the first half of that doubleheader at IKM Manning High School. Other games last night in playoff basketball in Class 1A District 1. It was Kingsley Pearson over Akron Westfield 61-44. Westwood beat River Valley 55-44. In District 13, it was Diagonal over Lamoni 60-39. East Union beat Orient Maxburg 69-55. Also in District 14, we mentioned those two scores for you. In District 15, it was Essex 81-35 over Heartland Christian and Griswold 55-38 over Clarinda Academy. In District 16, Logan Magnolia beat West Harrison 59-39. And also in a Class 2A quarterfinal round action last night in District 14, it was Panorama over West Central Valley 80-25, and Van Meter beat Southwest Valley 79-40. In District 15 and 2A, it was Missouri Valley over Clarinda 71-47. Underwood beat Red Oak 59-55. And Class 2A District 16, AHSTW over Esac County 54-38, and South Central Calhoun over OABCIG 61-57. Couple of regular season games last night. Atlantic on senior night was a winner at home over Carroll, 71-59. Councilbus Abraham Lincoln beat Sergeant Bluff Luton, 66-61, and Newton over Winterset, 70-50. Also yesterday, the new AP poll for the rankings in boys basketball came out, and in Class 4A, there's a new number one as Des Moines Hoover jumps up from 3 to the top spot. They received 13 first-place votes. Pleasant Valley ranks second. Councilbus Abraham Lincoln moves up from 5 to 3. They also received a first-place vote. West Des Moines Valley is fourth, followed by Iowa City West in fifth. Also in Class 3A, Pella's top rank, followed by Dubuque-Wallert, Spirit Lake, MOC Floyd Valley, Harlan in the fifth spot. Sheridan is 6th, Glenwood 7th, Cedar Rapids Xavier, Waverly Shellrock are 8 and 9, and Atlantic still in the poll at number 10 here this week. And in Class 2A, Western Christian is top ranked, followed by Dyke New Hartford, Northeast Goose Lake, Trainer at number 4, and Anamosa at number 5. In Class 1A, West Fork Sheffield is the top ranked team, followed by Danville, Colonesco, and Boyden Hall. West Hancock is number 5. IKM Manning is ranked number 7 here in this week's top 10 poll. Regional girls high school basketball will continue tonight as in Class 1A there will be some regional semifinal or quarterfinal matchups coming up here this evening. In Class 1A Region 6, Adair Casey will take on Cam, that being played in Adair tonight. Also, it will be Mount Air hosting Diagonal. In Region 7, Exira EHK plays host to Griswold. We'll have that game for you here tonight with a 7 o'clock tip here on KJN. All these games are 7 o'clock tip-offs. Sydney will take host Fremont Mills. Nottoway Valley hosts Nishnabatna, and Bedford is home to take on Essex. In Class 1A Region 8, Audubon will host Boyer Valley here tonight as well. In Class 2A Region 6, South Central Calhoun will be taking on IKM Manning in Rockwell City tonight. In Class 2A Region 7, I-35 will host Southwest Valley. Panorama plays host to West Central Valley. In Class 2A Region 8, Ridgeview will host West Monona. Trainer host Underwood and Councilbus St. Albert will be home to take on Logan Magnolia. Yesterday, the new AP Top 25 College Basketball poll came out. Villanova stays in the top spot. They'll receive 44 first-place votes. Kansas moves up from number 6 to number 2 as they receive 21 first-place votes, and they also picked up a win last night over Oklahoma State. Oklahoma's ranked 3rd, followed by Iowa staying in the 4th spot. North Carolina's number 5, followed by Maryland at 6, Virginia 7, Michigan State 8, and then Xavier's ranked 9th, followed by West Virginia in the 10th spot. Iowa State this week jumps up from 14 to 13 in this week's top 25 poll, and the Cyclones will be taking on a Baylor in a Big 12 clash. The 13th ranked Cyclones on the road tonight to take on Baylor in the Big 12. Both teams are 7-5 and part of a three-way tie for fourth place in the conference standings.
That would be huge when you look at Big 12 standings, and then when you look at the big picture, trying to stay into that, that top four seeds, the 1-4 seed line. And so, it gives us a push to maybe you could get to a 3, you finish strong with 2 or 3 seed.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones are coming off an 85-75 victory over Texas, which featured the return of senior center Jameel McKay from suspension.
We need Jameel at full strength. I think the guys were excited to get him back. I think Jameel appreciated being back. And I think you saw that in his effort and his energy, and we need that. Everybody knows. I mean, without Jameel, we can be good. With Jameel, we can be special. We can be elite.
Baylor beat the Cyclones 94-89 in their first meeting in Ames last month.
I think our guys will respond to the challenge. They've played well down there. Last year, I know it was down to the last seconds. I watched that game, in our first meeting. And so, we just have to do a great job. Transition defense and the interior play really hurt us in our game here.
Baylor is coming off an 84-66 loss at home to Texas Tech.
I think you got to credit the Big 12. It's tough to win on the road, but it doesn't guarantee you're going to win home games either. And that's why, again, you have, I think, 12 ranked teams lost on Saturday. And it's parity across the nation, but especially in the Big 12.
And both teams are 18-7 overall. Tip-off in Waco is set for 8 o'clock. The game will be televised on ESPN2. Villanova is spending a second consecutive week atop the AP poll, as we mentioned. Maryland freshman center Diamond Stone has been suspended for Thursday's game against Minnesota by coach Mark Turgeon for his behavior Saturday against Wisconsin. After Stone and Wisconsin's Vito Brown went to the floor underneath the basket, Stone pushed Brown's face onto the court after they became entangled. Stone received a dead ball technical foul on the play, and Turgeon issued an apology to Brown and Wisconsin coach Greg Gard. They called Stone's conduct a poor representation of the standards set at Maryland. UConn remains the top-ranked team in the country in this week's AP Women's College Basketball poll. The Huskies ran their winning streak to 61 games last week, which included a win over number 2, South Carolina. The Gamecocks fell to 3rd this week behind Notre Dame. Tampa Bay Lightning say they have no intention of trading Steven Stamkos before this month's trade deadline, ending speculation that the NHL's defending Eastern Conference champions might abandon hopes of signing Stamkos to a long-term contract extension. The two-time NHL goal-scoring leader is in the final year of a deal that pays him about $5.5 million this season. Stamkos is eligible to become an unrestricted free agent in July. A person familiar with negotiations tells the AP that Quicken Loans is finalizing details for a primetime match involving Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler in a celebrity pro-am format. The match would be under the lights at the Detroit Golf Club on June 7th, the Tuesday before U.S. Open Week begins at Oakmont outside of Pittsburgh. The celebrities in the actual format have yet to be determined. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.